is my guide, Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My Murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic Sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma ba'd Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to another episode of the Silsila, Discourses of Attar. As always, there is encouragement to make as many good intentions as possible to gain maximum thawab and rewards. For example, make the intention that I will listen to the Silsila for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I will note down whatever important points are there. I will try to practice upon these points. I will try to encourage them to my family, my children, my spouse, my friends, my society, inshallah ta'ala. In this manner, whatever other good intentions you can make, make it now, inshallah, we will gain maximum thawab, inshallah ta'ala. Indeed, there are many, many benefits in reciting salawat, durood sharif, salutations upon our master, Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In a summary of hadith, our beloved Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, that person who recites durood, salawat, or salutations upon me 1,000 times every day, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is narrated by Sayyidina Abu al-Hujjaj Thumali, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when the deceased, the dead person, is interred, is lowered into his grave, the grave talks to him and addresses him and says, O person, woe to you! Why had you forgotten me? Did you not even know that I am the home of tribulation? I am the home of darkness. What was it that made you walk over me arrogantly? If the deceased was a pious person, a voice from the unseen will say to the grave, O grave, if he is from amongst those who would have invited towards good and forbade from evil, then, that is, how will you treat him? The grave then says, if this is the case, then I become a garden for him. Then the body of this person converts, transforms into nur, into light, and his soul ascends towards the court of Rabb Azza wa Jal of the worlds. O the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, dear Islamic brothers, viewers and listeners of Madani channel, contemplate seriously about that time when we will be left alone in the grave. Anxiety will have overcome us. Neither will we be able to go anywhere, nor will we be able to call anybody, and there will be no option for escape. At that time, what will transpire? What will transpire us when we would hear the heart-ripping call of the grave? The beloved Master, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, the grave is either a garden from the gardens of Jannah or a ditch from the ditches and pits of hellfire. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, in the grave there will be comforts for those who offer salah and act upon the sunan, and a lot of agonies for those who adopt sinful fashions that is against the Sharia. In this regard, Hazrat Allama Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti, alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi has stated. It is narrated from Sayyidina Ubayd bin Umayr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that the grave says to the deceased, the dead person, if you were obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal in your lifetime, then today I will be merciful to you. And if you were disobedient to Allah Azza wa Jal in your lifetime, then I am a torment and punishment for you. I am such a home. The one who enters me being pious and compliant will exit from me happily. And the one who was non-compliant and sinful will exit me spoilt. It is said that when the deceased is entered, that is, he is laid down in his grave and he is tormented with azab, the deceased in the neighboring graves call out to him and say, it is said that when the dead person is laid into his qabr in his grave and he is being tormented, that is, he is receiving punishment, the deceased and the dead people in the neighboring graves, they call out to him and they say, did you not learn a lesson from our death? Did you not see how our activities finished? And you had the chance to perform good deeds, but you wasted the time. Every part of the grave calls out to him and says, O you who walked on the earth arrogantly, why did you not learn a lesson from those who died? Did you not see how people lifted your dead relatives one after the other to take them to the graves? It is mentioned in Sharh al-Sudur that Sayyidina Sa'id bin Masa'ib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, once we went to the Qabristan, to the graveyard of Madinatul Munawwara, Zadahullahu Sharafu wa Ta'azima, with Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada, Karamullahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem. Sayyidina Mawla Ali Karamullahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem greeted the people of the graves with salam and he said, O people of the grave, will you give your news to us or shall we give news to you? Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, we heard the words of Wa alayka salamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu from the grave. And somebody was saying, O Amirul Mu'mineen, give us the news about what happened after our death. Sayyidina Mawla Ali karamullahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem then said, listen, your assets have been divided. Your wives have remarried. Your children were included in the orphans. And your enemies are living in the houses which you made so strong. Now tell us what happened with you. Listening to that, a reply came from a grave. O Amirul Mu'mineen, our shrouds have been ripped to shreds. Our hair has withered away. Our skin was torn to pieces. Our eyes poured out onto our cheeks. And pus is flowing through our nostrils. We have got whatever we had sent forward, that is, the deeds we performed, and we have incurred loss in whatever we left behind. The first Khalifa of Islam, the first successor of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, would say during his sermon, where are those with beautiful faces? Where are those who were arrogant about their youthfulness? Where have those kings gone who had magnificent cities constructed and had those fortified with giant forts? Where are those who were victorious in the battlefields? Without doubt, time degraded them and they are now lying in the darkness of the grave. Hurry up, advance in performing good deeds and seek salvation. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is waking us up from the deep slumber of negligence, of heedlessness, through making us realize the vulnerability of this world, its deceptions, and the darkness of the grave. He is giving us the mindset of preparing for the grave and the day of resurrection. In reality, the truly intelligent person is he who, whilst preparing for death, before the onset of death, gathers a treasure of good deeds and arranges for illumination in his qabr, in the grave, by taking with him the madni lamp of the sunnah. Be warned, the grave will not pay regard for who is inside it, whether that person is rich or poor, was a minister, a counselor, a ruler or a subject, an officer or a secretary, an employer or employee, a doctor or patient, a landowner or laborer, whoever that person may be. If he is deficient in preparations for the afterlife, if he has deliberately missed his salah, not observed the fast of Ramadan al-Mubarak without any valid shari'i reason, that person who had not given his zakah despite it being fard, despite it being compulsory upon him, who not performed his hajj when it was compulsory on him, who did not enforce veiling prescribed by the sharia despite having the authority to do so, who disobeyed his parents, had a habit of telling lies, tale-telling, backbiting, watching films and dramas, listening to music. In short, if he has committed excessive sins, then in the case that Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are displeased with him, he will suffer great regret and sorrow. The one who would have regularly offered nawafil, optional salahs, in addition to fulfilling the fard and compulsory salahs, who kept optional fasts in addition to the fast of Ramadan al-Mubarak, who went from street to street, town to town, inviting towards righteousness, not only the one who learnt the Qur'an himself, but also did not shy away from giving dars to others, who established dars at home, who travelled with the Madani Qafilas of Dawud Islami in order to learn the Sunan for at least 3 days every month, and also encouraged other Muslims to travel, those who filled the Madani Na'amat booklet every day and handed it in to the relevant responsible Islamic brother within the first 10 days of the Islamic month, every month. If by the grace and favour of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wa Alaihi Wasallam, if he left this world with his iman and his faith intact, inshallah Azza wa Jal, the blessings will overwhelm his qabr, his grave, and the fountains of nur and light of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will continue to illuminate his grave. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, stay attached to the Madani environment of Dawati Islami. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will attain success in both worlds. In order to persuade you, our Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl-Sunnat Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas al-Tar Qadri Razwi Ziyai Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah presents a very beautiful, faith-refreshing Madani marvel. Let us listen carefully and be encouraged by this, inshallah ta'ala. An Islamic brother, aged about 27, from Malir, Bab al-Madina, Karachi, had said, "I was fond of reciting Naat Sharif in my childhood, and sometimes I would fulfill even song requests and sing songs at family functions. As my voice was very good, I would receive great praise for that, which would inflate my ego. When I got a little older, I became ambitious to learn strumming the guitar, and I even enrolled myself in an academy to learn how to sing. After learning, I took part in many singing competitions for many years, and I even sang on various television channels, as time went on, I gained more and more fame. Then I got the opportunity to perform at a huge show in Dubai. From there, I traveled to India, where I took part in various singing competitions for approximately 6 months. I sang at large functions and in films and gained name as well as a lot of wealth. Then I went on a tour of different countries with a team of singers, including Canada, Toronto and Vancouver, 10 states of America, including Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, etc., and England, London. When I returned to my homeland for a short period of time, my family members and the people of my neighborhood applauded me. Even though my nafs, my lower self, gained great pleasure from that, the core of my heart was not at peace, and I felt that something was missing. My heart was seeking spirituality. I started going to the masjid to offer salah, and I gained the honor of taking part in the dars of Fizan Sunnat that took place there after Salatul Isha. The dars impressed me, so I began to sit in it from time to time. However, the vision of going abroad to sing, to earn wealth and gain fame was repeatedly overwhelming my heart and mind. As soon as the Islamic Brothers would start individual efforts on me, after the dars, I would make some excuses and get away. One night, I went to sleep and I saw a preacher of Dawud Islami who was standing at a high place calling me towards him. It was as if he was encouraging me to get out of the swamp of sins that I was sunk in. When I awoke in the morning, I reflected and contemplated for a short while on the way that I was living my life. But I stayed in that sinful state. After some time, I saw another dream which left me totally shaken. What did I see? I saw that I had died and my body was being given ghusl, the ritual bath. Then I found myself in barzakh. At that point, the feelings of hopelessness that I was experiencing were like no feelings ever before. I said to myself, "You wanted to be really famous? Now look at your state." In the morning, when my eyes opened, I was sweating profusely and my entire body was shaking. It felt as if I had been sent back into the world with another chance. Now the mission of singing and fame had completely vanished from my mind. I repented sincerely for my sins and I vowed that I would never sing songs again. When my family members found out about that, they reacted and they opposed my decision very strongly. But by virtue of the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, I had established a Madani mindset. Therefore, I remained firm on my decision. I was then blessed with seeing the same preacher of Dawud Islami in my dream who I had seen previously. He encouraged me. I gained steadfastness in Dawud Islami in accordance with the following verse of the glorious Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And those who strove in our way, we shall surely show them our paths. And indeed, Allah is with the virtuous. I began offering salah regularly, adorned my face with the blessed beard, and adorned my head with the green imama sharif, the green turban. Before, I used to read song lyrics, but now it became a part of my routines to read the books and booklets published by Maktabatul Madina. One night, when I fell asleep reading a book, my fortune awoke and I was blessed to see Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in my dream, for which I cannot pay enough gratitude to my Rabb Azza wa Jal. My heart gained great support from that. Then, when the blessed grave of Mufti Dawud Islami, Allama Al-Hafiz Al-Mufti Muhammad Farooq At-Tari, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, was uncovered due to heavy rains, I was overjoyed upon seeing that his body was still safe and sound. His shroud was intact, and upon seeing the sight of his green turban and his hair, I was delighted to see the grace and favor of Allah Azza wa Jal and his Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Alihi wa Sallam. After continuing with Madani work, the singer of the past, Junaid Sheikh, is today a preacher and a Nadha of Dawud Islami by virtue of the Madani environment of Dawud Islami. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, at the time of this writing, fortunately, I used to deliver dars from Fizani Sunnat to call Sada'i Madina, that is waking Muslims up for Fajr Salah, and to partake in the regional tour to call towards righteousness as the Nigran of Israeli Mushawarat of Dawud Islami. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant me steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami until my last breath. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Another point our Bapa Jan has mentioned, that a few days after having had this Madani marvel written down, the world's famous former singer Junaid Sheikh told our Bapa Jan that, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, recently I was blessed once more with dreaming of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Alihi wa Sallam and was hinted towards learning the 99 Asma'ul Husna of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I have now memorized them. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The excellence of learning the 99 Asma'ul Husna has been mentioned in a blessed hadith. But it is a high fortune that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam himself came into the dream of his beloved and specifically encouraged him to do that. Listen to the virtue of the 99 Asma'ul Husna and rejoice. The Prophet of creation, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, Allah has 99 names. Whoever memorized them will enter into Jannah. May Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, grant us understanding of deen and grant us the enthusiasm to practice on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make preparations for our grave and our hereafter. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Attar is my guide. Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah. Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.